This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to stay at one of the most luxurious hotels in Napa Valley, where every path is lined with trees, the pool is open 24/7, and you're handed a glass of sparkling wine the second you arrive? Well, in this video, I'm giving you a full review of the Estate Yountville, a high-end escape in the heart of wine country, and sharing exactly what made this stay so memorable. So for those new to the channel, my name is DeAndre Koch. I'm a financial advisor who's passionate about exploring the world with my fiance, Taryn. In just 3 short years, we've traveled to over 20 countries together, and often that's flying in business class and staying in luxury hotels, typically using points and miles strategies that we talk about on our weekly podcast, Revolutionizing Your Journey. These strategies help us unlock luxury experiences while keeping more money in our pockets, so getting significantly more value from the same travel budget. Now, usually the trips I book are entirely or mostly with points and miles, but this one was a little bit different. I was actually out in Napa Valley for a trip with a bunch of colleagues, and so this was a full-on cash-paid experience with a group of my financial advisor friends. Unfortunately, Taryn wasn't able to come with me this time, but since she's never been to Napa, we're already going to be planning a return trip in the future. But I still wanted to bring you a detailed look at this amazing property in case you're planning a couples getaway, a wine retreat, or just looking for a luxurious recharge in one of California's most beautiful regions. So let's get into it. So from the moment I arrived, the Estate Yountville felt like something special. The grounds are beautifully manicured, and one of the first things I noticed was the series of water features lining the walkways as you walk to your room. So it definitely adds this nice, calming, peaceful, spa-like energy as you move through the property. And it really feels more like a private garden estate than your more traditional hotel stay. Check-in was quick and easy, and I was greeted warmly and offered a nice glass of sparkling wine as a welcome drink, and it was a nice, classy, relaxed way to start the trip overall. So throughout my time there, the staff was consistently friendly, helpful, never overbearing, you know, that balance of attentiveness without intrusion, which is something that I personally really value in high-end properties. Now let's talk about the room. Mine was on the second floor, which is actually the top level of the property, and I accessed it via an outside staircase. So I never saw an elevator, so if mobility is a concern, I would definitely recommend requesting a ground floor room when you book. But the room itself was absolutely gorgeous. Clean, modern design with a lot of soft natural tones, wood accents, and just this overall warm, welcoming feel. There's actually a fireplace that's in the room. Now, unfortunately, it's not in use anymore due to the past wildfires, but I wouldn't worry about that. They have fireplaces and fire pits outside, I should say. If you really want to get a nice cozy feel by the fire, you absolutely still can. Now, the stone soaking tub, that was massive, and the walk-in shower was easily big enough for two people. And I've got to say, the robes were elite. Some of the softest hotel robes I've actually ever worn at a variety of different places I've stayed. I basically lived in mine anytime I was in the room. And just so you know, there was also a mini fridge, which is great for chilling any wine that you might pick up during your tastings, along with a good selection of complimentary snacks and a wine opener set, which is, I feel like, a really smart touch for Napa as well. My room did have a private balcony. Not a sweeping vineyard view, but it was a nice, quiet, shaded, kind of a perfect spot to enjoy a glass of wine in the evening as you chit-chat with your partner if you're there with them. And just know that most of the rooms at the property are accessed from the outside, and that kind of open-air layout is part of what makes the place feel so immersive. Walking to and from your room feels like strolling through a very peaceful botanical garden, especially with that water feature there. So between the landscape, the natural materials, and the soft lighting, it's a super calm environment. Very relaxing. Now, the pool area was another highlight. It's open 24 hours and surrounded by glass fencing and catches the midday sun perfectly. So I visited actually in late April, and the weather was classic for Napa. Mornings and evenings were in the high 40s and low 50s, but the daytime skies hit in the mid 70s with, while we were there for the first couple of days, were clear skies. So you start your day in a jacket, then you'd be in the pool by lunchtime with perfect sun, and then back in more layers for dinner. Now, the hot tub next to the pool was also clutch, especially as the sun went down, because it was heated and kept at a really nice temperature. But like I mentioned, I think that fire pits in the evening were really great for relaxing outside, especially as the temperature dropped. Every night we'd head back from dinner or wine tastings, grab a glass of wine, sitting around the fire, and just kind of catching up. And they actually ran the fire during the day many times as well, so it was perfect even if it was a little chillier, because for most of the rest of our stay, it was kind of overcast at the end. And if you're finding this review helpful so far, go ahead and hit that like button and subscribe. I post new videos on luxury travels, how to get more out of your credit card points, and experiences like this one, and your support really helps to make sure the content keeps coming as well. Now, back to the experience. So breakfast was included, and it was more of a European style than a traditional American style buffet. So don't expect to grab a ton of breakfast sausages and bacon to go along with your waffles. This was more of a selection of fresh pastries, fruit, yogurt, some creative options like chicken salad and egg salad on focaccia, chicken salad wraps. But there was a made-to-order omelet station, which was perfect for someone who prefers more of a traditional breakfast. The lobby bar also did stand out. In the evenings, it really had a nice energy to it. There was a great mix of guests unwinding. Oftentimes, there was live music going on, and the cocktail list and the bartender concoctions were perfect. Honestly, it was convenient, super well done, and there were nights that I chose not to even leave the property because I felt like I had most of what I needed right there. And speaking of which, the location is a huge plus. The Estate Yountville is right in the center of town, so you can walk to world-class restaurants, tasting rooms, and boutiques right from the hotel. And they even have golf carts that they'll take you around town in as well. And if you need to go a little bit further, they have cars that will take you complimentary, I believe, within about 5 miles of the resort property, which is nice, especially if you don't want to drive to all these tastings, which is probably a smart thing to do. Alongside the property, there's even a small vineyard that's complete with a bocce ball court and garden area. And again, it's just another layer of that like wine country charm baked right into the experience. And this was all really new to me, as this was my first time in Napa as well. So here's the bottom line. The Estate Yountville elevates every part of your Napa Valley stay. From the beautiful, thoughtful room design, to the beautiful landscaping, the peaceful layout, the fire-lit evenings. It's refined, but at the same time, it's not stuffy. It's relaxed, it's romantic, and high-end without trying too hard, which I really like. So the trip might have not been the same without Taryn, but the stay was actually still pretty incredible. So stay tuned, as I also have a video of my overall experience in Napa, more of a vlog, and it's complete with wine tastings and even renting a high-end exotic to cruise through the valley with that you're just going to have to see and hear as well. And if you want to learn how to normally book trips like this using typically points and miles, flying in business class, staying in luxury hotels, all while saving thousands while doing so, be sure to check out our podcast, Revolutionizing Your Journey, which we will link to right here, as well as in the description also. Every single week, we break it all down, and it's packed with practical tips that you can use to level up your own travel game. So thanks for watching, and we'll see you in the next one. Cheers.
Luxury flights and hotels can be had for free. The world of points and miles sounds too good to be true, but it's actually real. But only if you know what you're doing.
On Frequent Miler on the Air, Greg and I'm Nick, discuss all the ways to earn points and miles and use them for outsized value.
Join us every Friday for our full episodes and every Tuesday for our quick, single-topic coffee break episodes.
See you there.